This is Radio Energy News.
Hello and welcome to the Daily News Roundup with your hosts Aileen Ackle
and myself, Angus Blackrock. We will be giving you the latest news from the Edinburgh area. Here are your top headlines.
Huzma Yousaf faces scrutiny in Holyrood after government scraps climate change targets.
The Scottish Government Minister's choosing to scrap these climate commitments is the worst environmental decision in the history of the Scottish Parliament.
We speak to climate charity Friends of the Earth Scotland communications manager Colin Hughes about the government's plan to scrap the 2030 climate change targets.
There is no intention to roll back from that 2045 date in order for us to reach net zero.
And finally, last chance for your Hamilton tickets after the Broadway show run in the Scottish capital draws to an end. But first,
controversy in Parliament after the Scottish Government had failed to meet climate goals of the last 12 annual targets. Ministers have missed 8 and have been informed that reaching the 75% goal is unachievable. This announcement was met with heavy disapprovals at the First Minister's questions this afternoon. This is what the Scottish Labour leader Anas Sarwar had to say on the matter.
Huzma Yousaf has been met with strong criticism after the Scottish Government announces that they're scrapping the original target to reduce greenhouse emissions by 75%. Of the last 12 annual targets, ministers have missed 8 and have been informed that reaching the 75% goal is unachievable. This announcement was met with heavy disapproval at the First Minister's questions this afternoon. This is what Scottish Labour leader Anas Sarwar had to say on the matter.
He promised to meet and better Scotland's climate targets. And when Rishi Sunak rolled back on the UK's climate commitments, the First Minister said that he had no intention to change the target dates. This is what he had to say about Rishi Sunak. The UK government's actions in the face of that climate catastrophe are simply unforgivable. What the UK government are saying is that we can roll back on our commitments, and it is the planet, it is people that will suffer the effects. And now today, this SNP Green government is going to roll back on its climate commitments. So why is Huzma Yousaf following the Tories' lead?
The First Minister responded by outlining that the 2030 goal was always ambitious, but emphasising that the goal for 2045 remains the same.
That the 2030 target was a stretch target. That was clear to all of us when we all committed, when we all backed that target in the first place. But what doesn't change and what won't change is that end destination of 20.
Sarwar responded, saying that not only should the SNP be doing more, but his view on the announcement is shared by many others.
And the response from across Scotland to the SNP and Greens rowing back on their climate commitments has been rightly scathing. Oxfam Scotland have said this morning it's an acute global embarrassment. Friends of the Earth said it's the worst environmental decision in the history of the Scottish Parliament. Even one of his own ministers last night described it as very disappointing. And now, Presiding Officer, we must have the only Green Party in the world that supports scrapping a climate change target.
However, the First Minister reassured the Parliament that Scotland had some leading environmental statistics.
We have, of course, made progress, whether it's, of course, the fact that when it comes to electricity generation, 87.9% comes from zero or low carbon sources, whether that's the fact that 75% of all new woodland creation throughout the UK is here in Scotland. And when Manny McCallan comes to this chamber in the afternoon, we will build upon that by bringing forward an accelerated climate change proposal.
We will be revisiting climate change later on when we hear from Conall Hughes, a spokesperson for charity Friends of the Earth Scotland, about the story. Royal Bank of Scotland has announced that 3 of their branches in Edinburgh will be shut down as part of their move towards digital banking. A 5th of their banks will be shut down, with Edinburgh losing branches in Nicholson Street, Leith and Brunsfield. Katie Gregory reports further.
A 5th of Royal Bank of Scotland branches will be shut, with 18 having been earmarked for closure in a matter of months. This will put over 100 jobs at risk, with unions having growing concerns over forced redundancies.
The firm has pointed to the rise in digital banking as the reason for their decision, saying that 80% of their account holders now solely bank digitally, and more than 97% of its accounts are now opened over the internet. To gauge the reaction of the locals, I went down to the Brunsfield branch. Many local people expressed their discontent over the situation, with some even saying they will use another bank.
I don't really care that much about the bank closing because I do most of my banking online, and if I didn't, I would just go into the West End branch. It's probably more old people who it will cause more issues for.
My mother uses this bank every week, but I can't say I'm surprised really, because it's happening all over the country, isn't it?
Well, I think it's completely anti-human. The things that they're doing is going against what we are made for as human beings, is to talk face to face. Yes, I'll go to a different bank. Like, I can't travel to the West End.
Despite the backlash from local customers, the Royal Bank of Scotland have stated that their digital banking has given the majority of their customers access to their service, including the elderly and vulnerable groups. RBS have also stated that these closures are not the beginning of a complete move to digital banking, pledging there will be no further closures until 2026.
Owners of a pub in Leith have had a scary 24 hours after being awoken to their prize pub up in flames. The popular Port O'Leith pub, established to serve the many sailors of Leith Port in its heyday, was surrounded by emergency vehicles early yesterday morning. No cause of the blaze has yet been established. Harry Knox reports.
The Port O'Leith pub on Constitution Street is one of Edinburgh's most renowned pubs. Its nautical decor and very loyal group of regulars made it an iconic feature in Edinburgh's pub landscape. However, at 3:30 yesterday morning, shortly after closing, many homebound pubgoers were left dumbstruck as three fire engines and a crane were parked outside the pub, lights ablaze and the pub's windows smashed in. It took until the following night for the owners of the pub to finally confirm the tragedy.
Owners and staff of the pub were all seen sweeping the city floor. Craig Smith's father, who wishes to remain unnamed in respect for his privacy, stated that a drinks cooler caught a light. A police patrol spotted flames at around 3:30 this morning. The fire brigade was called and we followed soon after. The damage thankfully was light, but we will always be forever thankful for Edinburgh Fire Brigade's speedy response.
Craig Smith, head bartender at the pub, was first to publish photos of the accident on his Facebook page. The pub's official page reposted the photos with the caption, "Some wake-up call at 3:30 last night, back open tomorrow." Support soon flooded in on the pub's social pages, with many regulars and fans of the bar expressing best wishes for the owners. The Anderson family owned the pub for generations before the Queen of Leith, Mary Moriarty, took reign of the pub in the 1980s, where her management style and contributions to the local area, such as appearing frequently on local radio and praising local gatherings like the Leith Festival, earned her and her pub nationwide fame. Her death in 2022 at the age of 83 marked a huge loss for the pub, and has only recently recovered from her passing. No one was injured in the fire, and fire damage centred around the bar area and spread minimally into the customer area. As a result of this, the owners have confirmed a reopening this afternoon at 3 p.m, to the delight of patrons across Edinburgh.
We now have our international roundup. Ukraine's Prime Minister states a third world war could happen if Ukraine loses its conflict with Russia. PM Denis Shumal remains hopeful that the US pass the contested measure, £4.9 billion earmarked for Kiev. This is funding for Israel missile defence systems and cover the cost of the US military operations in recent attacks. After talking to the BBC in Washington DC on Wednesday, Shumal states there will be many conflicts, many such kinds of wars, and in the end of the day, it could lead to the Third World War. Two spies, which were suspected of planning to sabotage German military aid for Ukraine, have been arrested in the southern German state of Bavaria today. The main suspect, Dieter S., is accused of a string of offences, including plotting an explosion, arson, and maintaining contact with Russian intelligence.
Qatar is re-evaluating its role as mediator between Israel and Hamas, says country's prime minister. Attempts to seek secure ceasefire has been unsuccessful. Sheikh Mohammed, who also serves as Qatar's foreign minister, said its efforts were being undermined by politicians seeking to score points.
Unfortunately, I mean, we have seen that there's been an abuse of this mediation in favour of narrow political interests. This means that the state of Qatar has called for a comprehensive evaluation of this role. We're now at this stage to evaluate mediation and also evaluate how the parties engage in this mediation.
The EU has agreed to expand sanctions on the Iranian producers of drones and missiles following Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel. The EU's new sanctions were agreed during a summit in Brussels, which marked the first meeting between the bloc's 27 leaders since Iran's direct assault on Israel on Saturday.
In the early hours of today, an Australian bishop forgives alleged 16-year-old attacker an audio message stating, "I will always pray for you, and whoever sent you to do this, I forgive them as well in Jesus' mighty name."
"I'm doing fine, recovering very quickly. We thank the Lord Jesus."
Finally, Donald Trump will be questioned about past allegations of misconduct and crimes including sexual abuse and fraud. He takes stand at the historic Hush Money trial in Manhattan this week. To recap on today's headlines, Hamza Yousaf faces criticism after the government fails to meet climate change deadlines.
A Leith pub reopened for business at 3 p.m. today after a blaze in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Staying on the topic of pubs, tonight's your last chance to redeem your £3 pint at the Innocent Gun as their promotion ends tonight.
All this pub talk is making me thirsty. I might have to make a trip later.
But before you do, we still have plenty more to come on today's roundup. An inquiry has launched into the death of a man who was run over by a tram in 2018. And its final call for people to go and watch the world-renowned Hamilton show as their time in Edinburgh is coming to an end.
The Scottish Government have announced plans to scrap their key climate change target of reducing carbon emissions by 75% by 2030. MSPs heard from Climate Change Committee today who have suggested that an additional 9 years would be required for most sectors to meet the current targets. Climate charities have said the news is an outrage and that immediate action is needed. Our colleague Charlie Fulton caught up with him today.
The Scottish Government have fallen under scrutiny from climate charities having announced plans to scrap its target of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 75% by the year 2030. The Climate Change Committee found that the target is beyond what is credible for most sectors and would require a further 9 years to achieve. Various climate change charities have responded to the news, citing the government's incompetence and laid-back attitude as the reason for missed targets. I spoke with Conal Hughes, spokesperson from local charity Friends of the Earth Scotland, about scrapping the plans.
So the Scottish Government Minister's choosing to scrap these climate commitments is the worst environmental decision in the history of the Scottish Parliament. These vital targets could and should have been met because climate breakdown requires urgent action, action this decade, not more delays. But instead of that, we're seeing politicians breaking their promise, letting down their constituents and the most vulnerable people who are on the front lines of the climate crisis, so people who are already facing drought, floods and fire. These are the people that should be keeping in mind when we see a slowdown in climate action from a rich country like Scotland.
Are you concerned that they will ditch the annual climate targets altogether?
It seems like the Scottish Government is going to move from an annual target approach where they're judged every single year to a carbon budget approach, which the total amount of pollution over a 4 or 5 year period is counted up. And that really reduces public scrutiny on these targets. So they don't have to stand up in Parliament and say every year, we failed, we haven't done enough. They get to move it to being almost once every term in Parliament. So there's a reduction in scrutiny. And we're worried that that will lead to a reduction in action. Even with the scrutiny that was here, they weren't delivering enough. So if we think that there's even less pressure on them, that they're going to deliver even less. The Scottish Government will say they remain committed, and as they have said all along, and they've gone from calling themselves a world leader to essentially being at the UK average.
Obviously, the net zero target of carbon emissions still stands. Do you think this is still an achievable target, or will we see the government needing to accelerate their action on this too?
So the Scottish Government remain committed to 2045, and that's the very least they could do. But as we've seen over the past few years, climate change is a really urgent problem. Scientists are saying that the impacts we're seeing are stronger and quicker than we expected. Therefore, we must increase action in the same rate. So the 2045 target is good to hold on to as its sort of end goal, but it's action now that really, really matters.
The fatal accident inquiry announced after the death of a man hit by a tram in Edinburgh nearly 6 years ago, on the 11th of September 2018. The 53-year-old man was on his way home from work when he was struck by the tram as he walked over the Slaughton Mains crossing. Edinburgh Trams Limited admitted last year to breaching health and safety legislation and was fined £240,000. Yasmin Williamson reports more on the story.
The tragic death of Carlos Hernan Correa Palacio has initiated the inquiry which will focus a risk assessment and a safety management at Edinburgh Trams. May 31st is the date set for the preliminary hearing at Edinburgh Sheriff Court. A statement from the Crown Office and the Procurator Fiscal Service stated that the purpose of the fatal accident inquiry included determining the cause of death, the circumstance of which the death occurred, and to establish if any reasonable precautions could have been taken and could be implemented in the future to minimise the risk of future deaths. Mr. Correa's family had said they hoped there would never be a repeat of a needless tragedy. It has been heard by the Edinburgh Sheriff Court that the tram driver had taken a number of precautions when he first spotted Correa on the crossing. The driver spotted Correa from 240 feet away when he first sounded his bell and started to slow down. At 60 feet away, the driver applied the emergency brake, causing a warning horn to sound. However, Mr. Correa was unaware of the tram until it was too late. The Rail Accident Investigation Inquiry Branch has called for louder horns and improved visibility at crossings.
And now time for a roundup of today's latest sports news with James Smith.
Yeah, it's been a busy day, thanks Angus. Hibernian have released a statement regarding their poor form which led to them missing out on the top six for their second time in 3 years. The board of directors promised supporters that they would conduct a full review of the club's football structure. The club revealed that they had detailed discussions with Nick Montgomery and agreed that their end to the season had been disappointing. Hearts will be feeling optimistic going into their Scottish Cup semi-final this Sunday against Rangers, as the Glasgow side drew 0-0 with 6th place Dundee last night. This adds to their troubles as following the shock 3-2 defeat to Ross County at the weekend. After a disastrous weekend against England in the Rugby Six Nations, Six Nations class against Italy as they look to get back to winning ways in Parma, a place where they haven't won in 25 years. Hearts women have made history last night as they beat a top three side for their first time, beating Rangers 1-0. They have now extended their lead in fourth place over City rivals Hibernian to 9 points, who lost 1-0 to Celtic women. It has been announced today that FA Cup replays have been scrapped starting from next season, which could have a knock-on effect for the future of Scottish Cup fixtures as well. Former Hibs midfielder John McGinn is in action tonight as he captains Aston Villa against Lille as the quarterfinals of both the Europa League and the Europa Conference League finish tonight. And finally, Edinburgh rugby scrum half Ali Price has today signed a new one-year contract extension to stay at the club. In a statement, the club said that the 30-year-old will continue to bring his experience and tactical nous to a vital and competitive position at the club. Edinburgh currently sit 9th place in the United Rugby Championship, and they welcome Scarlets to the Hive Stadium this Saturday.
That's all for sports today. Now on to the world-famous Broadway musical. Hamilton is going into its last week of showings in Edinburgh, with only a few tickets left before it leaves the capital for an uncertain period of time. The musical has been showing at the Festival Theatre from the 28th of February and will close its curtains on the 27th of April. Tiara Fabian reports.
Hamilton is currently in showing at the Festival Theatre, beginning its run on the 28th of February and ending soon on the 27th of April, but with the tickets releasing at Christmas, it was a prime candidate for a sold-out run. The Festival Theatre in Edinburgh has been open since 1928 and had gone through many changes to both its name and interior design, but it's still the iconic theatre that Edinburgh locals love. So far, for almost all the showings at the Edinburgh Festival Theatre, a venue that holds almost 2,000 guests, Hamilton has sold out. We spoke to people who went to see the show this afternoon.
We've got a wee link to it as well. Our cousin in America had done the artwork for the original Hamilton. So she was part of it when it all started. So my wife's just been over today. I've seen the family there and telling them we're going there. So yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've seen this loads of times on the television and everything, so yeah, looking forward to it.
So what are you looking forward to the most?
I don't know. I like the interaction, obviously, between Alexander and Angelica and all that, and the sisters introduced, and then she realises she's made a mistake, who she really loves and everything else. I like that.
For anyone wanting to see the musical before leaves the city, there are still some tickets left for this evening's showing at 7:30pm.
And finally, today's the final day you can get a bargain beer to celebrate the 21st anniversary of Inniss & Gunn's opening in 2003. They're giving out their own brand lager at the bargain price of £3 in their Glasgow and Edinburgh locations. Sky Donald spoke to the operational manager of the Edinburgh Taproom to discuss the extent of the promotion.
Popular Edinburgh beer brand Inniss & Gunn have been selling pints of lager at the bargain price of £3 in celebration of its 21st birthday. This is the original price for the beer when the brewery was first launched in 2003. Today is the last day you can buy this bargain beer across the Inniss & Gunn brewery tap rooms in Glasgow and Edinburgh and help the brand celebrate their 21st. With a throwback to the year of the business was formed, Inniss & Gunn's brewery tap rooms will embrace all things 2003 with live music performing hits from 21 years ago and themed celebrations. Edinburgh's Inniss & Gunn tap room is located at 81 to 83 Lothian Road. I spoke to the operational manager of Edinburgh's tap room, Sherry McPherson. She said,
I would say footfall has been increased in all three sites.
Right, okay, and have you made a good profit from it? Have you seen more people coming in?
We've definitely seen more visitors to the bars.
Yeah, and have you gone ahead with having the live performances and theme parties as you said you would?
Yeah, there's going to be live music in all three tap rooms this evening.
Amazing, and have your customers enjoyed the surprise that you've gone ahead with, and what have their responses been like?
I think lots of people have been surprised to get changed from a fiver for a pint, so it's been quite nice to see.
Yeah, and is this something that you would do again in the future, you know, regardless if it's an anniversary or not?
It's certainly unlikely that it would be here to stay, but it might be something that we would run as a promotion for a special event in the future, yeah.
To recap our top stories... Controversy in Parliament after government fails to meet the climate goals.
1/5 of all RBS branches are due to close following a rise in online banking.
And Edinburgh trams have been fined £240,000 following a breach of health and safety, which resulted in the death of a man. Now for traffic.
This is Radio Energy Travel.
Temporary traffic lights have been put in place on the A89 at B800 Newbridge Citybound, with around a 5 to 10 minute delay for drivers. Delays of 6 minutes on the A90 Queensferry Road eastbound between Burnshot Bridge and B701 Drumbrae North, with an average speed of 10 miles an hour. Road users are advised to drive cautiously across the Forth Road Bridge due to high winds affecting travel conditions. The M8 has now reopened following a collision this morning between Junction 2 and Junction 3. No further delays are expected. Now back to Angus with the weather.
Now, the weather on Radio Energy.
Any lingering rain will clear in the south this evening. Tonight we'll see variable cloud with some clear spells and blustery showers with temperatures to reach 11 degrees. Tomorrow will be a mainly dry day with bright and sunny spells and the chance of an odd shower later in the day with highs of 11 degrees. That is our Edinburgh Roundup today. Thank you very much for tuning in and we hope to hear you tomorrow.
This is Radio Energy News.